One of the contemporary halachic issues which comes up over and over again is what to do in terms of disposing of Shemus and handling Gniza. There's so much being printed, so much being written, so many sheets, Devei Torah, papers, Shabbos, Chol, that are emerging and coming out. We're overwhelmed by the enormous amount of what we call contemporarily Shemus. I'd like to address this question and deal with some of the issues regarding Mechikas Hashem, Gniza, Diraisa, Dirabanan, and the like. And of course, the source of the entire issue is a pasuk in our parsha, Parshas Re. The Torah describes when Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, there's a certain Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that needs to be maintained. So much so that when Klal Yisrael entered, the Torah tells us in the beginning of the parsha, Perikir Beis, Pasuk Beis, Abed Te'abdun, Eskol Mekomos Asher Avdu Shamagoyim, that we should make sure to destroy, annihilate, and take care to make sure that there's no more Avodah Zarah left in Eretz Yisrael. So much so that you have to nitatzta mizbim zbichosam, shibarta mizmatzei vosein, ashreim tisu from beish, psile eliheim tigadein, v'ibadetem es shemam minamaka mahu. You have to break apart the mizbechos, the altars, smash the pillars, all of the atzei asherah, the trees, all of the Avodah Zarah, the carved images should be cut down, everything should be obliterated. Then the Torah goes on and tells us, Loi sasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. Everything that has been described in terms of destroying, erasing, and taking down of Avodah Zarah, lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, should never do such a thing to Hashem your God. What does that mean? Rashi, quoting the Sifri and the Gemara Maseches Makos, Daf Chav Gimel, explains that the Pshat is Azhara l'mochek es Hashem. From here, there's a warning not to destroy Shem Hashem. And from here, we see the Isser D'Araisa, not to be mochek es Hashem, not to destroy the name of Hashem. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodia Torah, Paragvav, Halachas Aleph, Tuchas, Teshulchan Aruch, Nyaradeah, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Simon Reish, Ayin Vav, Sif Tes, describes, based upon the Gemara Masech HaShavuos, that there are Shiva Shemos, seven names of God. And anyone who destroys any of those Shiva Shemos is over in Isra D'Raisa. The Lashon of the Rambam, Kol Ma'abed Shem Min HaShem HaSakadoshim HaTahorim. Anyone who destroys any of the seven holy names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenikruven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lokim Min HaTorah, there's an Isra D'Raisa of Malchus. And what are these seven names? Both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch articulate the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Adonus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Kael, Eloka, Elokim, Shakai, and Svakos. Those are the Shiva Shemos, and anyone who erases any of those Shiva Shemos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is over the Issa D'Araisa of Abet Abdun, as called Mekomos, and the inverse, and the rest of the Pasuk, that Leisaasun Kein LaHashem Elokecha. There are multiple times that the Issa D'Araisa comes up. One of them, most practically, prominently, contemporarily, is dealing with computers. When you're writing Shem Hashem on a computer, and you're writing on, and certainly in Lashon HaKodesh and different programs, and you're writing Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're writing Elokim, etc. Is there any Isser D'Araisa, is there any Isser Bechlal when you're dealing with erasing on a computer screen? So one of the well-known tshuvas on this topic is Moshe Sternbach and his tshuvas v'anagos, Chelek Gimel, Simon Shin Chavav, who addresses this question. He has multiple reasons to assume and to paskin that there is no Isser at all erasing Shem Hashem from a computer. And his most powerful and his strongest argument, which is really the argument that most contemporary Gedolei Poskim have, is that writing on a computer is not considered to be ksav. And therefore, since it's not considered to be ksav, he's modded. He doesn't really understand the way the computer works, the way the chips work, the hardware, the software, etc., nor do I. But at the same time, he notes that this is not called ksiva. It's not called ksav shalmamish. And menela, there's no isser mechika. This is the lion's share opinion, which is established by most contemporary poskim. There is a saying, B'shem Rebbe Yashiv, from his Talmud of David Morgenstern, who says that Rebbe Yashiv was opponent of erasing Shem Hashem from computers, but the lion's share, the majority opinion, the poskim, is that one is permitted to do so. Of course, if that's unnecessary, better not to do so. So why write any of the Shiva Shem? It's better to write Shem Hashem in a different way, in English, in a lot different ksav. But certainly, at the end of the day, this is the opinion, the most prominent position of the poskim. It's a fascinating, fascinating shaila brought to the desk of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, along with many shilas which are brought to his desk. One is more interesting than enough, but in his Sefer Beharivna, here in Parshas Re, he was asked a question, you could say, about it only in Eretz Yisrael. Would there be such a question? There seems to have been some disagreement between neighbors. One neighbor was out of town or out of the country, and the way that the local neighbor decided that he would get back at his opponent, his neighbor, who there were some issues between the two of them, would be to take some sand, dust, dirt, place it on the front shield of the car, and then to write into the dirt and to the dust, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samin. And he wrote the word Hashem, Shivisi Hashem Yurke Vavke, the biblical name, the deraisa name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, lo and behold, the friend, the neighbor returns and sees in his car what this opponent, this foe has done, and he clearly recognizes that it's a setup. And of course, he can't take the windshield wipers. He can't erase it. It's a Shem Hashem. On the other hand, he can't wait for a rainstorm in Eretz Yisrael because that's not in so terribly frequent. And he can't wait for a windstorm because that's also not going to come. How is he going to get out of his house? How is he going to get into his car? And how is he going to pull out? The friend has pulled a fast one on him successfully. So this question was brought to Rabbi Zilberstein. Rabbi Zilberstein notes and recognizes the problem when it comes to the Yisrael, right? And raises the possibility that maybe you could be Mochik Shem Hashem, even on the Raisa level, Ali de Grama. And that's based upon the Gemara Misach HaShabbos of Kuvchav Amabez, that a person who needs to be Tovel in the Mikvah and has the Shem Hashem written on him, Tov Al Besaro, the halacha is that you're permitted to go into the Mikvah even though the Shem Hashem will be erased, and both according to the Tanakhama and according to Rabbi Yossi, that's Mutter. And therefore, the suggestion was that maybe the same thing should be true here. Do the erasure of the front shield, the front of the car where the Shem Hashem is placed, do it Ali Dei Grama. Pour some water on the top of the car, on the roof of the car, and it will trickle on to the front glass, and there it will ultimately erase. As Zilberstein notes, the tshuva of the Nod Mihuda in Madura Tinyana, or Chaim Simen Yudayim, who paskins that Grama Ali Dei Mechikas Hashem al day grama is not mutter. Aye, the Gemara. He says, when the Gemara says it's mutter to be tovel and then erase Shem Hashem al day grama, that's only if there's a rechitza shel mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, and therefore you could be erase the Shem Hashem if need be. But here in this situation, mechitas, you should be allowed to do that. Goes on to continue that the Aruch HaShulchan, and you're there, Reish Ein Vav Lamed Zayin, paskins the same way as the Nod Behuda. The Aruch HaShulchan raises the question, why isn't the Shulchan Aruch in the Tur paskin this case that you could erase Shem Hashem if you're going into a mikvah? He says the reason he doesn't paskin is because it's only true when it comes to Rechitza Shal Mitzvah. But when it comes to Stam, erasing the shame of Hashem, Ali Dei Grama, that's not going to be permitted. So thus, according to Nod Behuda, as well as according to Aruch HaShulchan, we are still stuck that Grama is not going to be a possibility. However, Reb Zilberstein concludes, Ki benidon didan, in this situation, yesh lahakir b'mechik b'derech grama. It's permitted to erase the Shem Hashem Ali Dei Grama, pour the water on the roof, and then it will trickle down to the front of the car, and you'll get rid of Shem Hashem like that. Why? He has a few svaras. Number one, Heos v'kasav zeh nichta b'rishos. This was written b'rishos. V'nitza lakosin the Shem Hashem yisprach b'ofen v'zeh. And since the Shem Hashem is being written in an embarrassing, disgraceful way, it's not bringing kvod shemaim to say shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit on the front of a car. That's inappropriate. Al adirama gorem is chilul Hashem. So therefore, he says in isur begram mechikas Hashem. Therefore, that's his psak halacha lemaisa. Interestingly enough, I came across in the Sefer Pnine Harav from a personal shechter on page Kuf Tzadik Dalet that he had a similar shaila. He heard about one neighbor who was angry at another friend, and the way that the neighbor took revenge, nekama, on his other friend is he went into his house, somehow he got in, and he wrote up all over the friend's house, all the Shem Hashem. The Holy Zagorim Shalom is Amal Erbach, the Ein Adam Oser Dabar Shein or Shalom. Rabbi Shalom Azaman Paskin, similar to Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, for a different Svara based upon the Talmudic concept, Ein Adam Oser Dabar Shein or Shalom. You can't ask for somebody else's property. You know, it's not within your wherewithal. So when somebody comes into my house and starts writing Shem Hashem only on furniture, on clothing, on the entirety of the house, Rabbi Shalom Azaman Paskin, that it's okay to erase it as a result. Similarly, Bershal Shechter points out that he heard a similar shaila in yeshiva, where somebody, one of the rabbeim or the talmidim, wrote the Shem Hashem on the chalkboard, and the same shaila came up, and the psak in yeshiva was based upon Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and Adam also davar shein shelo, and you'd be permitted to erase it. Rabbi Shechter concludes that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, that in his yeshiva in Boston, the same thing happened, that a teacher accidentally wrote the Shem Hashem on the chalkboard, and a Soloveitchik paskin that was prohibited to erase it. He ordered that the chalkboard be removed in its entirety, brought to the basement, and left in the basement, and not to be erased. We're tinkering with an Isser D'Oraisa, with Mechikas Hashem, and therefore, as a result, he did not want to erase it in any which way at all. I had a very fascinating shayla, which was brought to my attention. The Holocaust Museum here in Washington, D.C. called me up one fine afternoon and told me that they had two Sifrei Torah that they did not have any need for in the Holocaust Museum, and they were looking for a way to bury it ritually, and they're contacting me to know if I would be willing to accept the Sifrei Torah to bury them ritually. I said, what's the story? They told me that more often than not, they get many phone calls from different estates when somebody passes away or even during somebody's lifetime to donate Holocaust memorabilia or things that survived the war to put as testimony in the museum. But the museum is very careful and cautious to make sure that they're only putting out items that they could verify with absolute 100% certainty that this memorabilia went through the war, to timeline it, to date it, and to place it within correct historical records. And these two Sifrei Torah, which they received from a family who was bequeathing it from a nifter from the Holocaust somewhere in Florida, they're unable to get to the bottom of the story and to find out with absolute, the fine-tooth comb, that it was absolutely survived the war, that it was in the camps, or was in a ghetto, in a DP camp even. They couldn't come up with it, and therefore they were unable to place in the museum. The family was uninterested in collecting it, and therefore they're contacting the Rabbinical Council of Adar Rabbanim to see what they can do with this Sefer Torah. So I told them absolutely, and we met, and we had the opportunity, and I took the two Sifrei Torah. I looked through the Sifrei Torah. They were puzzled. There was no way to correct them. It would have been more complicated to correct these Sifrei Torah than to write a new Sefer Torah. And then I recalled that it's not so simple as to what to do with a Sefer Torah. Shulchan Aruch says that when you want to be gonez a Sefer Torah, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet Sifhein or Achayim, Sefer Torah Shabala Manichim also be Klicheres, Vigonzin also be Kavet HaMachachim. Halacha is that you take a Sefer Torah that's no longer able to be used. It's out of wear. It's unable to be read from any longer. You place it into a klicheres, into an earthenware vessel, and you're gone is it b'kaber talmud chacham. The behalacha there in Simu Kufn and Dala Sifei notes that the fact that the Shulchan Aruch uses the language manichin osa b'klicheres, that you place it into an earthenware vessel, and then you're gone is it b'karka next to a kaber talmud chacham, mashmuduhu chova. You're required to place it into klicheres, avalobi karka. You can't put it directly into the karka. The pshat that the Rishonim say, the Ran and others describe, that you don't want to erase the Shem Hashem. If you put it into the ground, the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Diraisa, are going to rot, are going to etch away. And therefore, you put into klicheres, an earthenware vessel, which lasts for a very long time, and therefore that concern is no longer. However, the Aruch HaShulchan commenting on the Shulchan Aruch notes that there's another option that's even better. Nir Lanius Daiti says the Aruch HaShulchan, Tzim Kufn and Dalar Sivchas, the Gamzeh Shamur Ligno Sefer Tor Shabala Bakarki Bilcheres Eitzel Kever Shal Tamechachem Eino Chava. Argues on the Bir Halach. It's not a requirement. The Vad Emesh Lomokam Mutsno Lagonzo Bebeso Beteva Bekayotziba O Bebesa Knesses Dovzit Tvebi Bekarkam. Better to keep it, not to bury it, not even a klicheres, put in the Aron Kodesh, put in your house, put it in a safe place. And Ramesh himself in Igus Moshe or Chaim Chayel Dal Simla Meches Paskins like the Aruch HaShulchan says it's the best thing to do, it's the appropriate thing to do. Why should we erase Shemos of Hashem, placing it into the ground? The Binyan Tzion also in his Tshuva Simen Tzadik Zion addresses a similar question. He's concerned that placing a fresh kosher Sefer Torah next to a pasul Sefer Torah may be inappropriate, and therefore he deliberates that. But both Ramosha, the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch HaShulchan, all hold that it's best not to bury a Sefer Torah, because once you're burying it, ultimately at some point the Shemus of Hashem are going to be erased. Better to do it so by leaving it somewhere else, and that's exactly what we did. Baruch Hashem, we had room in the shul, in the Aron Kodesh, in the Beis HaKnesses to take these two Sefer Torah, to place them in an area, wrap it in a gartel, so obviously they wouldn't be used. But kachaya. Is that is exactly what we did, not to get into the Isser D'Oraisa, the Shemus D'Oraisa issue. We took these two Sefer Torah, and they are now right here in our neighborhood, in the Beis HaKnesses, in Shul, where they're being stored. We did not put it into Klicheres, into an earthenware vessel. We did not put it Bakarka, but rather in order to get out of the potential Shemus issue, That is what we did. However, not only are we discussing Isurei Diraisa, those the Shiva Shemos that we've discussed thus far, the Shem Havaya, the Elokim, and all of the Shiva Shemos, there's also an Isur Drabanan, and that the Rambam himself says also in Perek Vav, the Hilchos Isur Torah, forgetting about the Shiva Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch, there's also an Isur Drabanan. Kisvi HaKadosh Kulon HaPereshenu B'Yoreim, Asur B'Sar from La'amdon B'Yad. Anything that is outside of the Shiva Shemos, says the Rambam, asking by the Shulchan Aruch as well, there's an Issur Drabanan. If you are destroying, erasing, not treating anything, Kisvei HaKodesh, the holy books, manuscripts, and the like, properly. There is a discussion, which we're not going to get into now, when it comes to printed materials. And this was a hotly debated issue at the beginning of the time of the printing press. When you print something off of a printing press, but not through manuscript, whether or not it contains and continues to remain the Kedushas Hashem, we halachically paskin today b'zman hazeh. This has been the psak, which has been accepted, that of course anything that's printed out also retains its iser chamor of creating shemos. Although it's not on the Raisa level, still on the Rabbana level, and therefore we have to now discuss not Shemos the Raisa, but rather Shemos the Rabbana. And this problem is indeed an ancient problem. In the year 1723, there's a great debate between two great Gedol Yisrael, the Shvus Yaakov and the Knesset Yecheskel, the Shvus Yaakov of Yaakov Reicher and his Chuvus, Shvus Yaakov Chel Gimel Simen Yud, and Rabbi Yaakov Katzenellenbog and the Knesset Yisrael, debated a great problem which was occurring in the city of Metz and in other areas of Eastern Europe. Some 200 years post the printing press, they were noticing when they began to clean the shuls and homes on Erev Pesach, B'chodesh Nisan, that's when we see a lot of the tshuvas on this topic. People are taking care of cleaning out their homes and finding shemos and books and literature and papers that were containing shemos, either derais and derabban. The question, what to do with it? The Shvus Yaakov's question was even more complicated, because what was happening is that they were taking the Shemos, they were bringing it to the Beis HaKvaros, the Nignevu Kulam, and they were being robbed. All of the Shemos which were being brought to the Beis HaKvaros, they weren't burying it yet, they left it overnight, they were being taken, stolen by the Goyim, Ubali de Bizayin Gadol Hashem Mekanchem Behem. The Goyim started using the papers to wipe themselves in an inappropriate way, and it was coming to a terribly desire, and the question is what to do with all these papers and these books which were being treated inappropriately throughout Eastern Europe. And the Shvus Yaakov raises the possibility of actually burning the Shemos, burning the papers, and he writes, I nearly shiroi lasus b'derech zeh, sheyisr of osa meat meat betzina toch klicheres ovanim v'chadome. You should burn all of the holy books and the Shemus that we're dealing with, not Diraisa, he's not talking about Shemus Diraisa, he's talking about the Rabbanan. V'yatsniya ha'afar mos tamil chacham, v'zignuzu ha'afar b'gumetzal tamil chacham, u'v'zanir gamkin kavod ha'Torah. That's the way to honor the Torah, that sometimes you have to destroy the Torah, so to burn the Kisvei HaKodesh, which are the Rabbanan, and then when there is the appropriate time to bury it next to a tamil chacham. That was the approach of the Shvus Yaakov with the growing problem of Shemos that was continuously taking place. Rabbi Yaakov Katzenellenbogen and Knesset Yecheskel vehemently argues on the Shvus Yaakov. He says that's not the right thing to do. They had a long correspondence, and the polemics between the Shvus Yaakov and the Knesset Yecheskel was intense, and this was the debate what to do with the growing Shemos problem. But the problem continues throughout Jewish history, not only in the year 1723, but later. In the 1800s, in the classic work, the Melamed Lahor, Reb David Tzvi Hoffman, Yaradeh Chelik Beis, Simen Pei Tes, discusses also that he found in the attic, Aliyas Beis HaKnesses, he found Teva Gedolamot, a large stash of the well-known German Torah journal called the Israelite. And he asks, what do? We can't bury everything by Kark. It's not Shaykh. We don't have the finances. We don't have the time. We don't have the energy. We don't have the people. What are we supposed to do? And he again refers to the machlokas between the Knesset Yecheskel, Simen Lamed Zayin, the Shvus Yaakov, which we referred to, and he deals and debates whether or not indeed burning it is going to be an option by Yamim Ahim. And then he concludes that here's what should be done. She'elu ha'olim nitfasim al-adei nachum. Number one, since these papers and this journal, Israelite Torah journal, is printed by Nachrim, v'imkei lo nichtavu klal l'shem kedusha, they're not written l'shem kedusha. Number one, the people who are ultimately working the magazine, the editors and those who are publishing the magazine, they don't have kavanah to be printing them lahaktisham, to have the holy status of Kisvei HaKodesh. They know ultimately that's going to go le'ibud. Since we need the space in order to hold on just to the Issa D'Araisa of Shemus, the Kisvei HaKodesh, Yesh Lahasim Misham Olei Israelite, you could remove the Torah journal Israelite, Ulusorfon B'Tahara, V'Likvor Ha'ofar V'Shemos Shal Sifri Lashon Kodesh Yigonzo B'Kvura. So he posits like the position of Shvus Yaakov, that that's the best thing to do. He then goes on to quote the Meshav David and the Tziv, Shehitya La'abed, also permitted destroying Shemos and Svarim that are ultimately going to be destroyed. And he says here, that would be the appropriate thing to do. So one option, of course, when it comes to non-Diaraisa, historically, Shemos, is to burn it. However, that's not something we're terribly comfortable with by Zman Hazeh. And Rav Moshe Feinstein himself in his Tshuvas and Archaim Chelek Dal Sim Lamites has a very lengthy Tshuva, pages and pages, what to do with papers that are printed and what to do with the enormous amount of rabbinic Torah literature that we have, not the D'Oraisa, not the Shiva Shemus. And he has a suggestion that really what should be happening when you're printing Sidurim, when you're printing Slichas, Haggadahs, Yotzos, Tfilos for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're printing for schools, yeshivas and chadarim and the like, he says you should make sure, his suggestion is to print things separately. You should have a separate Siddur for the Chol. You should have a separate Siddur for Yom Tov. You should have a separate Siddur for Shabbos. And if you do like that, each of them will be used independently. Because what happens is when you print a Siddur for Chol and Shabbos, the Chol one gets so used up, the second half of the Siddur isn't used altogether, just once a week, and before you know it, after a few years, the first half of the Siddur is ruined, but the second half is clean. But you have to put it to Shemus. He says, you're destroying Shem Hashem. It's not Kedai. It's not worth it. Print things separately. And he says the same thing is true when it comes to printing Chumashim along with a Siddur in the back. He says, nobody uses those Sidurim in the back of the Chumash. So better just print a Chumash L'chud and a Siddur L'chud. Because once you're printing things together, you're going to be Misrabes, Sraim, Akruim, L'gniza. And then he continues and says the same thing is true for schools, for teachers, for Abayim, for Moras. They should be more careful and cautious what they're printing and not to print out so much and to print things uniquely and separately and to keep on reusing what's being used. Because what's going to happen is there's going to be an enormous problem. What do we do? If they've been worried about this problem for the last 100 years, the Knesset Yecheskel, the Shvus Yaakov, the Melamed Lahoel, the Netziv, the Tzatzel Yezer has a tshuva Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph about this, Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva about this, and Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches about this. Everybody has this problem. Kol Shekein Ati B'Dareinu Shematvisim Pi Meya. 100 times the amount of literature is being printed. Vulayosim Yikol Hashanim Shavru Kasher Kasafti. We're in big trouble. That's Rav Moshe writing 35, 40, 50 years ago now in the modern era where we print like it's nobody's business. We have all of the ability to print and we print out Torah paper for Shabbos. We print out the Chol. We print out for our children. Everybody's printing and printing and printing. The problem has no end. And you know in Eretz Yisrael today that a lot has been written about this. Of contemporary posts are losing space. We don't have place to bury all the Shabbos. We're overwhelmed. How do we handle this problem? And it's a serious problem, and it's a major issue, and the problem comes up in our homes as well. You're dealing with your children's work. You have tests, they have homework sheets, they have Shabbos paperwork. What are we to do? There's a wonderful contemporary work called the Ginzei HaKodesh, a Kitzer Sefer on the issues relating to Gniza and Kavod Sarim, Yecheskel Feinhandler. And there he has chapters and chapters on different things, and I'd like to share with you from the Sefer Ginzei HaKodesh, Perek Yudalet, Halachas Gimel and Dalet, where he has two paragraphs where he addresses this issue. And he says, and he writes in his footnote, that he read these two paragraphs, mila b'mila, word for word, in front of Rabbi Yosef Shalom, Eliashiv Shlita. Rabbi Yosef encouraged him to write it and to cite the exact words that he uses here. And he deals with newspapers, magazines, Torah journals, tests, all of the amounts of things that we have, cartons and cartons and boxes, we don't know what to do with them. So Rabbi Feinlander, in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, who paskind on these words, says that if you have a newspaper that's specific for Divrei Chol, and at times you have citations or articles that are dealing with Torah Dika things, Yesh Om Sh'asr L'Hashlichum in B'Liv Vodka, Some hold that you have to look through the paper to make sure that you're not going to throw anything out. Others say that if you don't know, you don't have to look for it. And maybe you could be make yelizarkul ashpa bin tzarch lechapisachar divetar. However, im yodei al tzitu divetar mutfos, but if you know in this regular Shabbos paper that you're getting that there's always a dvar Torah in there that's coming out, v'chol shegenim roes ha divetar yeshel gansim, there's a chiv to be gones, those divetar, we're not talking about the Raisa, we're talking about the Rabbanan now. V'hamachmir lignos kol iton sheish chashash shehut v'subot tzitutim atunim gniza tavol avracha, someone wants to be machmir and to place all newspapers they may possibly have divrei Torah in them. Tava LaBracha says Rabbi Yashiv, that puts us in a enormously trying situation that much and much has to be nignas. But he continues and he says that if you have the same newspaper, you one other option is that you can cut out the divrei Torah, which is also not so simple. Others say that Yachol lignos es ha'iton kulo, you could place the entire magazine newspaper in the Shemus, even without separating the Divrei Torah from it. And then he says the following, which may be applicable and is certainly applicable to most of us in this country. In an area where the majority of the garbage collectors are not Jewish, you could place the newspaper in a plastic bag, place it in this plastic bag, put it next to the garbage, and some say Yishmekilim, that you could even place the plastic bag into the garbage proper, when it's properly wrapped in a plastic bag. I've heard some suggest even two plastic bags. I don't know where that is from, but there are your suggestions, the complicated issues dealing with the growing share of Shemus, Geniza, that we have Bidoreno. But as we pointed out, this is not a new problem. This is an ancient problem stemming back to the 1700s. We are a people of the book. We read, we write, and there's a lot out there. And today, the ability to print is unbelievable, and we print things out from computers, etc., wherever we are, wherever we go. But we should be careful and should be cautious, like Ramesha says. If we don't have to print something out, better not. Be careful and think forward. But note, and it's important to recognize the chiluk between Shemus D'Oraisa, Shemus D'Rabbanan, the Shiva Shemus or Shemus D'Oraisa, and those one has to be extraordinarily careful, cautious, and conscientious about, as opposed to Shar Shemus, which the Rambam Shulchan Aruch notes are only Nisr D'Rabbanan, but being careful and cautious is something that we must be. To do so to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're commanded to do to Ovdei Avodah Zarah and everything that belongs to them. Our job is to raise the banner of Shem Hashem and to show Kedushas Hashem wherever we go. Chalila, not to be Mechalo the Shem Hashem. And here Halach Lamaisa is something that we have to work on, think about, contemplate, and come up with the plans. There are many organizations today that have created Gniza, Shemos, and the like to organize, to arrange, to bury, to pick up from homes, to pick up from shuls throughout the country. Something important, a mitzvah gedola. Be careful and cautious. Tava olam bracha l'kulchem.